Welcome to College Talk Full-Time. I'm Russ Goldman, and joining me right now is Max Cohen. This show is our initial reaction to Fulham's 1-0 loss to Huddersfield Town. This was an embarrassing loss. Just when I think it can't get any worse, it gets worse, and we're just going to give our initial reactions to it. Max, I'll go to you first. Just let it rip.
Yeah, you know, after the Cardiff match, I was angry. But after this match, I'm just downtrodden. I'm sad. I mean, you play the worst team in the league. The team who hasn't scored at home all season, who hasn't led a match at halftime since February, and we lose to them. And there's no fight, Russ. There was no.
Well, that's where I want to go, Max. I'm glad that you went right there. What has bothered me most, see, you're sad. I'm angry. I'm a fan. I'm angry. I told everyone on this show that I don't think we're going to be in a relegation battle. Well, table doesn't lie. As a former co-host used to say, we're 20th. We deserve to be in 20th. But the reason we're in 20th right now is what is upsetting me. It's lack of effort. The other team wanted it more. And that's what has upset me. Like you said, where is the fight, Max? That team wanted it all over the pitch. They dominated the play. This is Huddersfield Town. Now, I'm sure David Wagner did a very good job of scouting Fulham and had his team prepared, but they wanted it more. This, to me, was an effort thing, Max.
Yeah, it's effort, Russ, but we have to look at something further than effort. And I hate saying this, but I think Slavisa has to be sacked. I've always been a person who stood by Slavisa. I always love what he's done for the club, where he took the club when he joined way back in December, you know, of 2015, when we were at probably one of the lowest points we've been in a long time, a very low point, and he changed this team. But he's taken us as far as he can. Because from this result, Russ, if Slavisa says, I can't see what changes in the team, he's tried every single change there is. He's tried using last season's players. He's tried using the new signing. He's tried changing formation, and nothing has worked. And what disappointed me today was, yes, a lack of effort, but also the lack of a distinct game plan. What was the game plan there, Russ? Where was the tactics? Where was the mission?
I didn't see it.
There was none. And I'm sorry. I love Slavisa. I've always been a person up until this point, listen, who said we need to keep consistency with the manager. Slavisa's the right man for it. I sadly cannot say that. I can't say that anymore, Russ. He's not the right man.
Well, the issues I have, and again, I'm going right to the players, but I'm not leaving any blame, obviously, for him, because like you said, the tactics weren't great. They were poor, and he was outcoached. They were outplayed. The players were outplayed, and Slavisa was outcoached. Do I want Slavisa sacked? I'm sticking by my feelings on that. No, I don't. I totally do not. I see where you're going on that, but I look at this, and I can handle a lot of stuff. I can handle going through what Fulham are going through right now, which I will now say everyone wants me to say it. I'll say it. We are right now in a relegation battle until something changes. And I look at the players, and I look at how they played today, and I look at another team. And yes, they were set up correctly to play against Fulham, and they executed their game plan. Very good point by you, Max. It was disjointed by Fulham. And that's on Jokanović, setting them up that way. But the players just didn't seem to have the same fight as the Huddersfield Town players. You win as a team, you draw as a team, you lose as a team. My friend, this is epic fail all the way around. Now, if you want this to be about Slavisa being sacked, I'm not there with you. I still believe in him. He got this one wrong. He's gotten many wrong. He's learning the league. But you know what? The players that played today didn't show me much. You would agree with me on that, Max, right?
The players were a disgrace, and I think you're right. I mean, we do have to touch on that. I still think Slavisa is not the right man, but his players have done him no favors. But by the same token, has he done himself any favors with team selection? I know his hand's been forced, and believe me, I've been the first to stand up for him. But today, I
know the bench.
The center back,
I know we can go right to the bench.
The bench and you can't go from starting Rubicar tomorrow one match to completely leaving him off the team the other match. You can't go from throwing on Floyd Ayute for three matches and completely leaving him out of the 18, because these are players I truly believe could have made an impact. I think Abubakar Kamara would have been superb for this match. You know, I think Vieto was an absolute horror show. I think he's been poor all season, honestly. I mean, I have not been afraid to say it. I think if we take him off and put in Kamara at halftime, this is a very different match. And yep. I think you need some more time. I mean, you can't go. I mean, you saw, everyone knew it from the moment that lineup came out, is that if we're down, if we're losing, who do we turn to? And the answer,
there was no plan B, Max. There was none.
And yeah, exactly. And the answer is McDonald and Christie. And you know how that's going to turn out. And it's not going to be good.
And then McDonald comes off because he gets injured and he has to bring on Johansson. And that's no better of a situation for you. But there were no attacking threats really on the bench. When I looked at the bench, that's what concerned me. Now, to be fair to Slavisa, I believe that Abubakar might have been dealing with something. I watched the interview with him before the match started. I watched his preview to the Huddersfield Town match. I believe he did say something about Kamara. So there might be something going on there. But I didn't hear anything about Ayite. So I'm shaking my head about that one. Where's Floyd Ayite? And there was no plan B. This was the team that he was going with. I wanted him to put out a strong side, Max. He did that. But it just wasn't good enough. It just wasn't good enough. Huddersfield Town outplayed Fulham in every way. They deserved all 3 points. And listen, we could talk about the first goal and how that happened and my thoughts on that. Eventually it was going to happen, Max, because they were putting a lot of pressure on Fulham. They deserved that goal, even though it, you know, again, the way it happened, they're calling it an own goal. I don't think it's an own goal, to be honest with you. I don't think it is. But thoughts on giving up that goal, because I saw it happening.
I mean, one thing I don't know. I mean, obviously you're not going to make excuses for the performance, but Kearney goes down with a head injury. Play should be stopped. I think no one mentioned that. Why was play not stopped?
Very good point. Very good point, Max. Play continues, and they score the goal.
That's a terrible decision.
And then later on in the match, their player goes down, and you can hear the crowd.
Yeah, I mean,
if you remember that correctly.
Yeah, I hear you. What cannot be ignored, however, is we had a lot of people in the box, and they all just got sucked to the front post. Yep. And I mean, listen, you can blame Fosse Mensah. I blame him. It's terrible defending. I mean, he just gets out muscled, and that's embarrassing. But yep, there were honestly two players right behind him, completely wide open, that would have tapped in that ball just as easily.
Because there's
no semblance of any organization. And this is why I had to keep going back to, we need a change, because I've given Slavisa so much slack. But at this point, Russ, we've played Cardiff City. We've played Huddersfield Town. And I'm going to take you back to every single conversation we had since May 26, where we said, listen, we're going to be okay, because they're Huddersfield and Cardiff, teams that are nailed to get relegated. I've said this so many times, and you have too.
Sure.
And I believed it. I believed it, Russ. Because those two teams, Huddersfield Town and Cardiff City, are absolutely abysmal. They're not Premier League quality. But guess who beat them? Guess who's lost to them twice, and that's us. And that
is
so despicable. And that means we are the worst team in the league, and we can have no complaints about it, Russ.
Yep,
we're the worst team in the league, and we can have no complaints, and we need a change. You cannot I hear you. I understand how you say keep Slavisa, you still have confidence. I'm not at all belittling that argument. But for me, there needs to be a seismic change, and that starts with the manager.
Well, the manager has to look at what transpired here, because in the phase of making us more defensive, more compact, making it harder for teams to score on us, I think we've completely lost our ability to be attacking. And I think that's what we saw today. And on top of it, you know, and again, the announcers were talking about all the problems that we were having. They were pointing out that Anguissa was too deep, and that, you know, again, his job was to protect the back four, but he was too deep. He doesn't know that role. It's funny because Ryan O'Donovan wrote a very interesting piece, Max. I don't know if you saw it, talking about Anguissa. He actually asked Slavisa about it. And apparently Anguissa has never played a defensive midfielder role by himself. He always had someone with him.
I read that.
And that, to me, is an adjustment. And I think, unfortunately, we're seeing the pains of that and a lot of different things going on. Nothing against Nguissa. I like Nguissa, but these players look so disjointed. They don't look like they're a fluid unit. Now, there have been times where they have, but in this game, I could see what they were trying to do. Defensively, again, they were harder to score on. But this is Huddersfield Town. This is not Manchester City, who they just played in the Carabao Cup. And I just think that players' confidence is really shot for obvious reasons. But everything was just bad about this. There was no flow. They were on top of form whenever they had the ball. There was no movement, Max. So that's a combination of many things. Like I said, I think it goes hand in hand. It's the players and the coaching. You know, because if you don't have a good game plan and you don't execute the game plan and you're outcoached, well, then your team's having a hard time. I think he was outcoached here, Max. I think Wagner did a very nice job. He actually even changed it up during the match. And he had Fulham, you know, on their heels the entire match. And that comes up with their game plan. They knew how to play against us. Yeah. And I criticized Wagner for the two matches prior back 2 years ago. Boy, was I wrong. He proved me dead wrong because he came out and he had his team prepared and wanting to fight. Fulham were not prepared and certainly did not fight. That's the way I look at it, my friend.
And it's a sad reality of modern-day football is that, without a doubt, the players and the manager share the blame in this instance.
Yeah.
But one thing you can't do, you can't sack the whole team. One thing you can do is sack the manager. And it's not right. I agree with you. I feel in modern sport in general, there's so much reliance
on the manager. I think it sends a very bad message, my friend.
But you have to Russ. There needs to be change.
That's my issue, my friend. I understand
why
you're saying.
Who are we going to beat in the league? Who are we going to beat? Who are we going to win? Who are we going to win against? If we can't beat Huddersfield and Cardiff, and I can't see anything radically changing. Because let's be honest, this might just be our first choice 11. The only thing I would change is Joe Bryan left back, Sessegnon on left wing. But that alone cannot turn around a team in this kind of situation. That small change cannot revitalize this team. Because this team is bereft of confidence, bereft of goals, terrible in defense. And the easiest fix, which is one I hate, I hate sacking managers, especially Slavisa Jokanović, who has done so much for his football club. But the one thing we have to do is sack him because that's the only fixed solution right now. And it's so hard to say.
Yeah, see, I can't do it. That's just me because I'm not one that would do that. And if he didn't have the players, which I think he has, if he didn't have the ability to coach, I would say sack him. I've seen him have the ability. I think you're dealing with a manager that is having serious performance issues with his players, and he's having growing pains figuring it out. So for me, my friend, I don't do it. That's just the way I am. I think if you do it, and this is something that people don't realize, is that if you do this, you're going to lose probably your most important player, or one of them. I shouldn't say your most important player.
And that's Alexander Mitrovic, and it's a great point.
Oh, if you don't think you're getting anything from him now, he will be a Dimitar Berbatov 2.0. And if we want to stay in this league, you need Alexander Mitrovic playing for you. So that's a part of the reason why I would not do it. And I think if you do it, you're really going to put yourself in a very bad position. I think if you sack him now, and I've seen names, and everyone loves to throw out names. I think it's a major mistake, and I think we will get relegated if they sack him. I do. You know, and again, this is going to be a very unpopular view, Max. I would rather stick with Slavisa the entire season and go down than switch the manager now. And no one wants to hear that. It's just my philosophy on sports. It's my belief in the coach. Give him a chance to figure this out. Yeah, it's not working. Yes, he has a good hand in this loss today. So do the players. Like I said, it goes hand in hand. So no one's going to tell me, you know, to convince me otherwise on Slavisa. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. I'm going to look at this and I'm going to say this is a horrific loss, just like the Cardiff City loss and the Bournemouth loss. And when is the next point going to come from? I don't know. But I'm not sacking the manager, my friend. That's just me.
Yeah. It's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, just to recap.
Yep.
It's we're in a bad spot, Ross. And I think, I hope you're right. But at the same time, I know deep down that I think he's taking us as far as we can.
Okay. And that's fair. And I respect your view on that, my friend. But let's wrap this up. This is our initial reaction to this very bad loss. And we'll go into more detail on this on the Cottage Talk post-match show. I can't even think about doing one of those right now.
The show must go on, Russ. The show must go on, no matter how poor we are.
One last thing before we go. Thoughts on the goal that was not a goal?
Yeah, I mean, Mitrovic is offside and he touches the ball. I can't have any qualms with that.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can't. I badly wanted that to count. It's the right call. All right, my friend. Let's wrap this up. For my co-host, Max Cohen, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.